But we are joined on the phone by West Bend Fire Captain Kenny Aslin. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Rick, and good morning to all the listeners. KMG 365, Fireman Kenny's on the air, helping you to stay safe in a world where danger never takes a vacation. And as always, I've got my monthly shout-outs. So my first shout-out is to Callie Dykeman of West Bend. Callie didn't want presents for her 8th birthday, so she decided to get Subway gift cards for the firefighters and police officers in the city of West Bend. So thank you, Callie, for being selfless in action and deed. Her gift is very much appreciated by all the firefighters and police officers.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So we went over there yesterday. So for those of you who like the West Bend Fire Department Facebook page, we got to take some pictures with Callie. She's a great kid. So, again, this is just one of those things where people who do things very selflessly, and she is just and hopefully this will be something she remembers forever. So she got a fire truck to come to her house, take some pictures with the firefighters and police officers, and we just really appreciate what she's done.
All right.
Second shout out, thank you to emergency response specialists for conducting our annual hazardous materials refresher training this year. The West Bend Fire Department is part of the Washington County Hazardous Materials Team and participates in the 8-hour annual refresher training. Two of our retired lieutenants, Don Pyle and Al Hefter, as well as City of Fond du Lac Fire Department Captain Jim Wamser, worked for ERS and conducted the training for all three shifts. And moving on to monthly sprinkler saves, so also known as fires you never hear about, because there's no news in something that was stopped from happening. And as I pointed out, I'm an advocate of fire sprinkler systems and a dues-paying member of the National Fire Sprinkler Association, www.nfsa.org. Be sure to follow the National Fire Sprinkler Association on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Visit sprinklersaves.com to see the latest information on activated sprinklers that suppressed or controlled fires. And for our listeners who are fire department members, please remember to go to sprinklersaves.com and report any sprinkler saves you have in your fire response area. So I have two from Wisconsin and one from Texas, and I'll be using the one from Texas because I absolutely love the headline that was used to report this sprinkler save.
All right.
So the first one's from Janesville. A fire was reported in a maintenance building that is part of the Rock County Sheriff's Office complex on Thursday, September 24th. Sprinkler system heads were activated at about 3:18 p.m., which activated the fire alarms. The Janesville Fire Department and Rock County deputies responded to find a fire in an electric recycle bin that was inside the maintenance building. The fire was extinguished by Rock County employees using fire extinguishers and by the Janesville Fire Department. An investigation found that expired fire panel batteries in the electronic recycling bin had shorted and started the fire. So the lesson there is, anytime you're going to throw away batteries, keep them separate. Maybe keep the contacts from touching anything metal. Just an important message to keep batteries separate from other items, especially metal items.
Right. Okay.
Sprinkler is being credited with saving lives at Carbon Apartments at Union Corners on Thursday, October 1st. City of Madison firefighters were dispatched to the 2400 block of Winnebago Street shortly before 5 p.m. for a report of thick black smoke coming from under the door of a second-floor apartment. Firefighters entered the four-story apartment complex and made their way to the second floor. They noticed smoke throughout the hallway and found the sprinkler system had activated and extinguished the fire in one of the apartments. Fire damage caused an estimated $30,000 to the contents of the second-floor apartment. Three people were displaced as a result of the fire. The Red Cross is assisting one person and two dogs with housing and other needs. The fire investigation determined that fire was caused by combustibles on the stovetop and a burner being accidentally turned on. No one was injured in the fire.
Oops.
So please keep your stovetops clear of items and debris.
Yes, indeed. A good plan.
That's one of the things that, again, because Fire Prevention Week, the theme was cooking. So this is another one that, like the listeners always say, everything I say is common sense. Once again, people were not listening. Yep. So please make sure to keep your stovetops clear. And our last one is from Spring, Texas on October 14th. So this is the headline that I absolutely love. The headline reads, "Fire sprinkler system stops apartment fire dead in its tracks." Done, so whoever done, wrote done. That one is an absolute sprinkler advocate. I totally love that headline. South Montgomery County firefighters responded to a fire alarm just around dinnertime Wednesday at the Rayford Edge Apartments. When the first unit arrived, they found that the cooking fire had started in an apartment building in room 7, but was quickly extinguished when a fire sprinkler in the kitchen was activated by the heat. The occupant reported that he had been cooking when cooking oil ignited a fire on the stove and began spreading smoke and heat throughout the apartment.
No way.
Before he could... Before he could even call 911, the building's fire sprinkler system activated and contained the fire to the top of the stove. Firefighters checked to make sure the fire was out and cleared up the smoke in the apartment before turning the building back over to management. Fortunately for the other residents and the building's owner, the building had been equipped with a fire sprinkler system after it was destroyed by a previous fire. So here's a case where somebody learned a lesson. The previous building had been destroyed. The new building gets a sprinkler system.
Kind of an expensive lesson, but you know.
Well, it happens. It's happened before. It'll happen again until every building in the world is sprinklered. So even my Canadian friends, so I've got friends in Canada who are firefighters, so I don't know how they're going to sprinkler all their igloos up in Canada, but hey, you know, we got to get something sprinklered some way, somehow.
There you go. All right. So Halloween is coming up real quick.
It is right around the corner. So according to the National Fire Protection Association, from 2013 to 2017, an average of 780 home structure fires began with decorations per year. About 44% of these fires occurred because decorations were too close to a heat source, such as a candle or hot equipment. More than 37% of these fires were started by candles. 21% of the decoration fires started in the kitchen, and 16% began in the living room.
See, some advice here. If you've got that crepe kind of stuff, don't hang it over your stove.
Exactly. Don't hang it over the stove. Don't hang it near any heating equipment whatsoever or any candles.
And just so you know, it's still active. We mentioned before we went on the air. Misuse of a candle started a house fire in Racine yesterday. Did some damage. So it's out there. It's happening every day, even though we talk about the common sense part of it.
I think as it gets closer to Christmas, we'll probably have a whole section on candle safety, just because they seem to be prevalent. And like Rick said, we had one in Racine yesterday. So make sure the candles are never unattended. Make sure to extinguish them before you go to bed or before you leave the house. So again, candle fires are a real problem. All right, so the National Fire Protection Association has the top 5 Halloween fire safety tips. Use a battery-operated candle or glow stick in jack-o'-lanterns. When choosing costumes, stay away from long, trailing fabric. Teach children to stay away from open flames, including jack-o'-lanterns with candles in them. Provide children with flashlights to carry for lighting or glow sticks as part of their costume. And remember to keep exits clear of decorations so nothing blocks escape routes. Make sure all smoke alarms are working. And West Bend Trick or Treat is 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, October 31st. So Safe Kids Worldwide has additional Halloween and trick-or-treat safety tips. So always trick-or-treat with an adult until at least age 10. Only trick-or-treat in familiar areas that are well lit. Cross streets at corners using traffic signals and crosswalks. Look left, right, and left again when crossing the street. Always walk. Don't run when crossing streets. Make eye contact with drivers and watch for cars that are turning or backing up. Walk on sidewalks or paths. If there are no sidewalks, walk facing traffic as far to the left as possible. Never dart out into the street or cross in between parked cars. Wear light-colored flame-retardant costumes decorated with retro-reflective tape or stickers, and wear well-fitting, sturdy shoes to prevent trips and falls. So here's some additional safety tips.
Sure.
All costume All costumes, wigs, and accessories should be fire-resistant. Avoid any masks that can obstruct vision. Drivers, be sure to watch for children walking on roadways, mediums, and curves. At twilight and later in the evening, watch for children in dark clothing. And finally, reduce any distractions inside your car so you can concentrate on the road and pedestrians.
Just want to pass along one other thing here, too. When you're out there trick-or-treating, taking the kids, again, go to the houses that have the porch light on or some kind of light outside. If they've got the porch dark, that means they're not really into it.
Probably, yeah. Or if the lights aren't inside, or if they don't have something set up, yeah, there's probably not everybody who's interested in participating in the trick-or-treat tradition.
Right. Yeah, well, and there's some people who, for, you know, some reasons can't also.
Right, yep.
You know, and again, and this year the can't could be because they're quarantined.
Exactly. So we want to make sure to keep the COVID to a minimum. So then we want to make sure that we are not bothering people and getting into people that have the being either quarantined or being COVID positive, making
right.
sure that we are not, getting anything from those people.
And yeah, stay, don't get up close and personal with people you don't know while you're trick-or-treating is a good plan.
Exactly.
So, sorry, and it is also National School Bus Safety Week, which I always wonder. I wonder why they do this in middle of October as opposed to middle of August.
I don't know. We'll have to find out what. I think it's probably because School Safety Month starts in August, and then they kind of work their way into all of the different types of themes. So as we said, National School Bus Safety Week is this week, October 19th to the 23rd. The theme for the 2020 campaign is Red Lights Mean Stop. The National Association for Pupil Transportation has the following safety tips. Getting ready for school. Have your children put everything they carry in a backpack or school bag so that they won't drop things along the way. Encourage them to wear bright, contrasting colors so they will be more easily seen by the drivers. Make sure children leave home on time so they can arrive at the bus stop before it is due, ideally at 5 minutes early. Running after or in front of the bus is dangerous. Walking to the bus stop. So walk young children to the bus stop or encourage children to walk in groups. There is safety in numbers. Groups are easier for drivers to see. Practice good pedestrian behavior. Walk on the sidewalk, and if there is no sidewalk, stay out of the street. If you must walk in the street, walk single file, face traffic, and stay as close to the edge of the road as you can. Stop and look left, right, and then left again if you must cross the street. Do the same thing at driveways and alleys. Exaggerate your head turns and narrate your actions so your child knows you are looking left, right, and left. At the bus stop. So at the bus stop, we're going to have children wait in a location where the driver can see them while driving down the street. Try to avoid waiting in a house or car. Do not let children play in the street. Playing with balls or other toys that could roll into the street is dangerous. Getting on or off the bus. Warn children that if they drop something getting on and off the bus, they should never pick it up. Instead, they should tell the driver and follow the driver's instructions. Remind children to look to the right before they step off the bus. If you meet your child at the bus stop after school, wait on the side where the child will be dropped off, not across the street. Children can be so excited to see you after school that they dash across the street and forget the safety rules. All right, so mobile devices, cell phones, and other electronic devices are often permitted on the bus as long as they are in backpacks or other holders, keeping hands free to use handrails while boarding and departing the bus. The sound is muted or headphones, earbuds, or similar devices are used. Content does not violate the law or school district policy and procedures, and use does not create a distraction for the driver. And there's one change from things that I've been saying on the radio show in the past. Johnson Bus is using the red lights and stop signs in the city areas. The previous practice was not to use the red lights and stop signs in areas where there were sidewalks and curbs. So with the change, be alert for all school buses using the red lights and stop signs in the city of West Bend and other urban areas.
We're talking this morning with Fireman Kenny in a community conversation here on WIBD. And by the way, I should just mention West Bend Superintendent Jen Wimmer was on with me earlier, and she said that Johnson Bus asked her to pass along also that they are looking for full-time or regular and substitute bus drivers. So we'll work that into the School Bus Safety Week.
Right. So if you're looking to be a school bus driver, you can contact the Johnson Bus Company, and they'll be more than happy to take you. If you have a clean driving record and I believe it's a passenger endorsement on that license.
It used to be a school bus endorsement by itself, because I had a school bus driver license for a while because of the summer camp I worked at. We rented big buses, and I drove a 73 passenger school bus into O'Hare to pick up staff one day. Never again. Just want to pass that along.
Sounds like a load of fun.
Oh man, I had to drive over some curbs to get out because there were some places I just couldn't make the turns. It was kind of okay. It was interesting.
So we lead on to this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So Jackie Kaufman from Frederick Hospital West Bend wanted me to make sure that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Nurse Jackie is a recent breast cancer survivor. She has completed her treatments and is doing well. So what is breast cancer? So cancer is a broad term for a class of diseases characterized by abnormal cells that grow and invade healthy cells in the body. Breast cancer starts in the cells of the breast as a group of cancer cells that can then invade surrounding tissues and spread or metastasize to other areas of the body. All right, so what are the signs of breast cancer? So changes in how the breast or nipples feel, such as lumps in the breast, lumps or thickening in or near the breast, change in skin texture or enlargement of pores in the skin of the breast, a change in the breast or nipple appearance, such as unexplained change in the size or shape of the breast, dimpling anywhere on the breast, unexplained swelling of the breast, unexplained shrinkage of the breast, changes in the equality of the breast sizes, or a nipple that is turned slightly inward or inverted. So what should you do if you notice these changes? So see your doctor. There's a chance for a diagnostic mammogram, an ultrasound, an MRI, a biopsy, or lab tests. For more information, visit www.nationalbreastcancer.org.
And I want to mention, if you are struggling with breast cancer here in West Bend, Washington County area, Jillian and her folks from Chicks for a Cause have got Gifts of Love. They are a great organization and do some awesome work. And so if you are struggling, it's CHIX, the number 4, a cause. Look them up and find them on Facebook or online. Like I said, they do a great job at helping folks out. And they don't do things just like, you know, gas cards and stuff like that. I know they've done hot water heaters for people who are, you know, living somewhere where their hot water heater's blown up and they can't afford to fix it. And that kind of stuff. So, again, as part of, we'll give them a plug as part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yep, absolutely. And they're heavily involved with some of the things around here with the fire department promoting breast cancer. So we thanks Chicks for a Cause for all of their efforts and everything they've done in the past.
November is rolling right in.
Yes, it is. So remember that daylight savings time ends on the evening of Saturday, October 31st, 2 o'clock a.m. on Sunday, November 1st. So that's Halloween night. So Halloween night obviously gives us an extra hour of bar time. So remember, having daylight savings time on Halloween, this happens once every 666 years. That's so spooky scary. So be sure to change the batteries in your smoke detectors when you change your clocks.
It's also a full moon.
It is a full moon. So this is a great way to be on the out and ending 2020 is changing your clocks on Halloween night on a full moon. It's just super scary.
I'm thinking you probably need to schedule some extra staff for that night.
Oh yeah. We'll probably have everybody working that night.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, the werewolves will be out and everything will be just, everybody will be, well, the thing is, everybody's going to be ready to celebrate because people have been cooped up. And so who knows what's going to happen on Halloween night.
Well, and you know, you can work the mask into your deal, you know, when you when you
absolutely.
Go out. I've seen some pictures of people who've got cut the one little little round hole in the mask too, so they can fit the drink straw through it.
Yep, and that. So I think I don't think that the masks are going to interfere with as many people's fun as I think people are looking to be able to do something fun on Halloween evening. So
yeah,
as long as there's good social distancing, just make sure to wash your hands and. You know, just try not to be in places that are overcrowded so that you can just eliminate the spread. Because even though, so Halloween is super scary, I think the anybody that's suffering from the COVID disease is even scarier. So let's do our Halloween night with as much ability to social distance as possible.
And have a designated driver.
And have a designated driver. That is absolutely correct.
All right, what else is going on in November?
We got Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease Month, COPD Month. So COPD is just a category that encompasses the actual diseases. So two examples of COPD would be emphysema and bronchitis. November is also Diabetes Awareness Month, so we'll see if we can get the one of the diabetes educators from Fratert again this year to talk about diabetes. Epilepsy Awareness Month. Lung Cancer Awareness Month. National Nurse Practitioner Week is November 8th to the 14th. World Antibiotic Awareness Week is November 11th to the 17th. The Great American Smokeout is Thursday, November 19th. And Thanksgiving is November 26th. So on the in the November show, we'll talk about the dangers of turkey fryers as we do every year.
Dun, 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 dun.
And again, we've got real-world examples of turkey fryers starting fires. And again, everybody tells me what you say on the air is common sense. But again, not everybody's using common sense. So it's my goal this year to get turkey fryer fires in the U.S. down to zero. Whether or not I meet that goal will be yet to be seen. But I'm going to get the word out as best as I can.
There we go. And I'll remember to have the theme music ready by the time we're ready to go again next time.